In 2018, a man was sitting in front of a computer at the Durango Public Library, reading from Durango's newspapers printed a century earlier.
There were carts going through the street once a day picking up dead bodies.
Guy Walton scrolled through grainy headlines and columns of text from the fall of 1918. That was when the Spanish flu started infecting and killing people.
You couldn't believe how quiet it was everywhere. People would have their newspapers delivered to the home, but were afraid to go out to get the newspaper.
Walton is a retired nurse. He'd been researching Durango's medical history when he came across the era of the Spanish flu, the stories of the people who lived through that period, and the stories of those who didn't make it.
It could act very quickly, and somebody could wake up with a sore throat in the morning and a little bit of body ache and be dead before supper. One family lost a mother and two children overnight, just overnight. But for those people who lived, sometimes they had days and days of suffering where they couldn't breathe that well. Every time they would cough, they were spitting up blood. It was a terrible physical and emotional thing for families to go through.
Guy Walton was doing this research in 2018. This was before the COVID-19 pandemic. At the time, the Spanish flu was a forgotten piece of history. But sitting in the library, Walton found that history again. It was right there in the pages of the Durango Democrat and the Durango Evening Herald.
And just happened to come across the story of Louisa while I was looking through old Herald articles and discovered that she was the first person who died.
Louisa Bass. She died on October 8, 1918, at around 5 o'clock in the morning. That same day, the Durango Evening Herald announced her death on its front page. We don't know much about Louisa. She lived with her parents in an apartment on Main Avenue. Her family had moved from a town called Coakdale near Trinidad, Colorado. And she died on her birthday.
I do remember when I saw it, I thought, oh, what a terrible thing to happen to this little girl on her 8th birthday. I mean, how many things did she end up missing out on?
Between 1918 and 1920, influenza had killed an estimated 675,000 people in the U.S. and 50 million people worldwide. But the death of one girl stuck with Guy Walton. He couldn't stop thinking about Louisa Bass.
And so I thought, I should go and see the gravesite.
He knew Louisa was buried in Greenmount Cemetery, so one day he and his wife went looking for her headstone.
I was fully expecting to see a little worn-out gravestone that maybe had her name and her date of birth.
But he couldn't find the gravesite, so he went to the cemetery office and talked with Bob Talamante.
So yeah, she was already in our system, and it was pretty easy to find.
Talamante is head of operations at Greenmount Cemetery.
Let's see here.
In his office, Talamante reaches into a wooden box with scrolls of paper.
We have a bunch of old maps.
He rolls out a map of the cemetery, handwritten in black ink.
Right here. Lot 47, grave 2, so she's right here.
Back in 2018, after looking at the map, Walton and Talamante walked out to the gravesite. They found the plot, but no headstone, just a slight depression in the grass.
I didn't think that there needed to be a big billboard and flashing lights or anything like that, but I thought there should have been some way to recognize that this was the first person who died in our community.
It turned out there were people in Durango who felt the same way Guy Walton did. When he started writing about Louisa in the local newspaper, readers sent letters to the editor agreeing that her grave should be marked. Then, a local history group organized a fundraiser to pay for a gravestone. And a year later, on Louisa's birthday, Walton attended a ceremony to commemorate the marking of her grave.
After the ceremony, I got up and walked to the headstone and thought about how this is really the way it should have ended for her. If it had to end at all, that's the way it should have ended for her. So there was a sense of completion.
Louisa Bass is buried underneath a row of old cedar trees. Planted on the green grass, there's a small slab of gray, polished granite with an angel etched into the stone.
It says Louisa Bass died of the Spanish flu on her 8th birthday, October 8th, 1918.
The grass area around the headstone is bare, no markers, just small indentations in the ground.
It looks like maybe there's 10 people buried here, but maybe eventually we'll find out who else is buried here with her. Might be a bunch of babies, I don't know.
There are many well-known people from Durango's history buried at Greenmount Cemetery. City luminaries, infamous outlaws, and at least one sheriff who died in a gunfight. But Talamante says there are hundreds, maybe thousands, of unmarked graves here.
As time goes on, if you don't have a headstone, it seems like you weren't on the planet. You'll be forgotten.
Anyone who's gone through an 8th grade history class in the U.S. knows the story of World War I. We know who the good guys were and who the bad guys were. We know why U.S. soldiers fought and died in Europe. The Spanish flu killed 15 times more Americans, but most of us don't know that history.
You know, we don't talk about it. Why has there never been a Memorial Day for that? We have a Memorial Day that celebrates all the deaths in war. I wonder why there's never been a Memorial Day for the 1918 flu.
Here's one possible answer. That global pandemic may have been so overwhelming and so full of grief that we couldn't handle it. And 100 years later, we still had not made sense of it, even as the next pandemic arrived on our doorstep. And that's what's remarkable about Louisa Bass. A century after her death, a stranger became interested in her story. Now, her gravesite is marked, and the details of her brief life have a place in Durango's history. This podcast is a production of Magic City Studios and is created in partnership with KSUT Public Radio. Today's episode was written and produced by Adam Burke and me. You can subscribe to the podcast and get in touch with us at themagiccity.org. Support comes from the City of Durango's Lodgers Tax Fund and the Red Line Arts Center in Denver, Colorado. I'm Jamie Wanzik. We'll see you next time for more stories of the Magic City.